How do I look, fam?
I'm looking up your setting. I can't see you. Ex-boyfriend taught me all this stuff.
Good for him.
Yeah.
This is an ex-boyfriend's job. Do I have time to make some tea?
Yeah, probably. Gavin's taking a while.
I.
Okay, now that he's gone, can we talk about his like bedroom and stuff?
Yeah, what do you think about it?
Yeah, it seems really viral.
I think that's really I like the t-shirt hanging on the wall.
Yeah, I don't know what I think about that part.
I,
Okay, go ahead.
Bernard Cohen.
I, Gavin Oswald, musician at Remember Gavin on
Oh
Instagram.
my God.
Hereby request Josh Ovalle for collaboration with the Internet is Dead podcast.
Please, Josh, be a guest on the podcast. I miss you.
I like the t-shirt on the wall. He's ready.
Likewise.
Okay, tell him to join.
Lot of white people in this podcast. Oh,
Were
wait,
you
except for
saying that stuff?
Samira.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. What was the thing you were telling me recently where
It
someone.
was Andreas and Nick.
Oh, yeah.
What did they say?
They were like talking to someone, and like they were like, there was like this like guy that came up to us who was like Mexican, and they were all talking in Spanish. And then they like pointed to like me and Brittany and were like, yeah, these like white girls don't understand like anything.
No fucking way.
I feel like
Were
you
they
just did the
kidding?
same thing though.
No,
Were they
they were
joking?
being so
Okay,
serious.
because I was joking.
No,
I
Andreas
feel
was
like
being
you
so
weren't
serious. I was.
joking.
I know Samira's race.
Andreas was
You?
not
What race is
joking.
it?
Let me hold on.
Brittany, stop clapping.
A really funny idea. Hold on.
Oh my
It's a picture of my room.
God. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves to the
Are we recording
podcast?
right now?
Yeah.
Oh my
I
God.
need
Okay.
Gavin, can you like sit yourself down? Like,
It's
I
so
don't
funny that you're just walking around.
like stop walking. I feel like our outfits right now remind me of Club Penguin when you had to put on the color for the team you wanted, and then you would go and like root for the team, and everyone would fight like in the Club Penguin like arena.
I don't know that video game.
Are we in two distinct colors right now?
Yeah, okay.
Yes, Gavin, look.
Wake up, use your
Black
eyes.
versus red.
Yeah, God, Gavin has the fucking sound thing on
The
his
fuck is
wall.
going on? Okay,
Where am I?
I'm Bernard Cohen.
What else, Bernard?
What do you do, girl? Girl, tell us about yourself.
I am a writer. I have poetry online. My website is myfullname.net. And I have a Twitter account that I'm supposed to be using less. It's at Wacky Forms. And I work at a restaurant.
No one's
Why
gonna
are you trying
go.
to get off of Twitter? Why do you need to
Brittany
use
told
it
me that
less?
I'm too
Okay,
online.
stay sideways.
Did it wait, did it unsideways? I need to DoorDash some food because I'm
Okay,
losing my mind. Am I, yeah, like it,
okay,
does this I
we
just
have
I
one
exited out of
hour.
the
We have
app.
1 hour to get this thing done.
You're gonna make
Okay,
Brittany's
am I
mom wait
waiting
in
in
the
the car?
car. You're gonna make my mom die in the car.
Girl, I don't know how Zoom works. I haven't used it since COVID. Am
Okay,
I
turn
sideways
your
or not?
yes, go
Okay.
back and then
Sideways.
turn on
Implying that
orientation
COVID is
lock.
over.
Turn it around and just sit down. Okay,
Okay,
and
and
now
now
don't
keep it
move
like that.
it.
Put it down. Now put it
Let's
down and don't touch it anymore.
I
Like
need
that.
to order some food. I'm Gavin Oswald. I'm from Philadelphia. I make music. I read Nick Offerman fan fiction. I went on a date last night.
So we've
Do
picked the perfect boys here
No, all of
today.
your
We've gathered the most perfect boys here today to read my fan fiction that I wrote when I was in middle school. Sorry, Gavin, what's wrong?
Oh, it's yours. Well, you're so close to the camera. Now you can see
No, I like
everything.
it.
It's
I like it.
fine.
Okay.
I like it.
Good.
I think it's
You look
good. It's
good.
good.
You have
All
your
right, thank you.
poster. Everything's great.
We were gonna do this on our own, but like I feel like having two boys in the call really
Sells it.
sells it. You know what I
Have you guys
mean?
read fan fiction before? Can you give your background?
I never had like a fan fiction phase, but I was definitely like around hundreds of people that did. And I think now my writing is kind of fan fiction. I like writing about TV shows and movies, and a lot of my poetry is about movies and TV shows.
You read at
Okay,
the
your head
last
is cut off
Gavin.
the camera.
Did you read at the last charm school reading that I was at before I knew you?
No, but me and Vivi each read one of each other's poems. And
so you did or you didn't?
No, well, we read one of each other's poems. It's kind of like a cute little interlude, but we weren't like we weren't the stars of the night.
Because yeah, I guess I got that pretty late, but honestly, I'm bringing this up because I the only like memorable.
Oh, was it hot in the room?
All right, you jumped the gun on that one. I wasn't gonna say that. I was saying that Mackenzie's reading was some funny ass One Direction fan fiction.
Yeah, you know, did you guys like get it?
Well, it was like ironic.
Yeah, but like, did you get all the like just like the references and stuff? Or
I mean, I'm not stupid.
Get it like that.
I might have not gotten it now that you're asking. I'm like, I thought it was really funny, but maybe there was more to it than I realized.
But did you get that it was like serious?
Yeah.
Like that it actually happened.
like okay, that yeah, was so like everyone's like
for context, our friend Mackenzie read a One Direction fan fiction at the charm school reading.
Shout out.
Who are you talking to? We were all there.
Okay. So it was really funny. But was I think people didn't understand is that it was serious.
Yeah, it was about like being sold to One Direction.
Yeah, which so
it
was is about slavery. Concept. Yeah, sexual slavery.
Yes, which is very common, a very common trope.
Yeah, like that's like a trope.
Oh, in the history of One Direction fan fiction, you said.
Yes, like I've written fan fiction very similar to that.
It was like it was genuine.
Yeah,
yeah.
What characters were you writing about being sold to, Samira?
Like all of them, but then it was like Zane was always like the brooding, like Zane was like the scary one.
What was Liam? I wonder what Liam was.
Liam was like nice. Like Liam and like Niall were like always like the nice ones who like were trying to like save you.
I'd be writing Willy Wonka fan fiction where I get sold to Willy Wonka.
And then the Oompa Loompas like, try to save you.
But that's real. Yeah. That also feels like something that's real. That's what he's really doing.
Yeah. Willy Wonka wasn't really sexual.
That's what the whole movie's
not even
about.
A little bit true.
Your fan fiction is what the whole movie's about.
They go on their own volition.
Yeah, but
so
geez, your mind's green.
I'm just saying.
I think that it is interesting. We just like recorded an episode where we were talking about like our stan history, and Samira was reading her old poetry, and we were also talking a little bit about fan fiction. It was just all torture porn, and like kids like were just able to do that because they could, and like nobody was looking at it from like a second perspective type thing. And I think that's interesting.
I guess my question though is like, why go to such extremes? Like, was there ever any like normal fan fiction where it's like falling in love with one member of One Direction over the course of 2 years?
But like I feel like all of it would low-key verge on like just getting into like weird crevices of your mind. I feel like it was just kids wanting to like explore things that they like shouldn't be, and they could do it online anonymously.
It was definitely both though. Like there was like the fan fiction of like meeting at a concert and like falling in love
and like getting like adopted like, into the friend group and like
or like being like the photographer like the
that's cute. Oh, see, that's sweet.
That's like a cute trope.
And
yeah,
then getting but, like quadruple Eiffel Towered or whatever.
No,
or being Willy Wonka's photographer.
Gavin, I'm surprised you haven't written any like fanfic about like the girls on Instagram who you like.
Oh, well, is that not just my music? In a way, that might just be the songs. But actually, most of the songs are kind of about my friends and not really the, not really
Gavin's
the women.
Gavin's actually on here to promote his music.
Yeah, you didn't. We did I mention my music?
No, you were cut off.
What was the? Oh wait, I had a tangential thought. I think if I was writing fan fiction growing up, it probably would have been like, I think I would have wanted Raven from Teen Titan.
I think mine would have been like I meet Violet Baudelaire from A Series of Unfortunate Events, and she's really sad, and I have to hold her in bed and tell her that everything's gonna be okay.
All right, that's real as hell. Wait, are you thinking of the movie version?
No, or the books.
the book,
or maybe also that movie. That movie goes.
That movie goes.
Jim Carrey. And I do my impression of Jim Carrey in Series of Unfortunate Events.
Yeah.
No,
somebody stop me from kidnapping these orphans.
Rock.
Make me strong. That was like such a good title. That was.
I know. It was actually. It was from a One Direction song.
I know.
Is that you? Is that a picture of you?
Am I supposed to be seeing something?
It's Alexa Losey and Lohanthony.
I don't know who that is. Oh no, you were telling me about Lohanthony the other day.
Yeah,
right?
You guys have the same vibes.
That's right. Who this fan is.
He's the one who was like Lohanthony's video of the week. And now he's
okay,
like,
wait, can you read the description?
Yeah, Sophie's been bullied all her life, but when her best friend, no, her only friend dies, her life turns for the worse. YouTubers have been her heroes, especially Anthony. What happens when she finally meets Anthony and he finds out all about her?
Hmm.
That was a cool comment.
I do want to also point out that this was number one in Gen X Pen and Lohanthony. And
oh my god.
And number two in Fab Five. Me and my friend co-wrote this fan fiction together when I was in middle school. And Gen X Pen actually went to our high school, so it's funny that we wrote this.
I didn't know you were supposed to pronounce the X.
Yeah.
What did she look like again? I remember her.
Did you ever jerk it to
She's
her Instagram?
Blonde.
I wonder. I don't think I've followed her on Instagram.
I wonder.
Was she a YouTuber?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks familiar.
So is the first chapter you? Or is it?
Yeah, so me and Selena would switch off. And I remember getting really mad at her. And you guys, I don't know how we'll go about reading the whole thing of this, because there's 35 chapters.
Oh my god.
But the ending's really good.
Well,
so like,
we like read like the beginning and then the middle and then skip to like skip around.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I one time got really mad at Selena because like we would like just surprise each other with the chapters and like not tell each other what we were writing. So we would just like build off each other. And she wrote a chapter where like she like slit her wrists or something. And I was like, don't do that again, like in the fanfic, like my mom's reading.
Oh my god.
Was your mom reading the fanfic?
I think she was, actually.
Your mom's so cool.
Yeah. I feel like she'd be like, it's so good, like this one was so good. And I remember like once, yeah, she was, because now I'm remembering that when Selena wrote the chapter where the main character slits her wrists, my mom was like, yeah, like this is a little like dark.
Can I just ask a question really quick?
Yeah.
Who's out of our four rooms, whose room do you think is the most indie sleaze?
Okay. probably Gavin.
Okay, that's fine.
Where did that question come from?
Bernard wanted his room to be the most indie sleaze.
Samira's room looks like she's studying abroad.
Aww, thanks.
I feel like Samira has study abroad vibes.
Why?
Oh.
Around the clock.
Uh-oh. I mean, well, remember, because Bernard thought you were white at the beginning of this call.
It's not true.
Okay, so should I start on this? Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Chapter one. I also haven't looked at this. I purposely didn't look at it. Chapter one, Sophie's point of view. I walked up to my best friend's grave and set the flowers on. I couldn't let myself believe that my best and only friend was dead. Aria was the only person I could ever talk to. Kids at school have always bullied me, and Aria was the only one there for me. My parents are constantly on business trips. They're never home to see me. Mm-hmm. Even if they were, I would never share my feelings with them the way I shared them to Aria. She knew about my scars and would try to hide my razors, but I'm smarter than her and could always get my hands wrapped around that silver blade.
Yeah.
I was never this insecure. I never actually made myself to believe I hate myself, but I'm a very sensitive person. I believe every single hate message that's thrown at me. All this hate has taught me not to believe the compliments, as if I get any. Compliments make me feel awkward because it feels like I'm being lied to. Good thing I won't have I don't have to worry about that.
Wait, can I, is this you? Are you Brittany in this fan fiction? Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. I'm so sorry.
No, but all of this is like not real. Like, this was just the style. Like, That's what you have to understand. Yeah. This was like the style.
You didn't actually, your best friend didn't die and you weren't actually at the
And
grave.
Compliments didn't make me feel awkward. Like, it's just the style.
It made you feel really good.
Yeah, compliments made me happy and confident.
Also, I hate to keep steamrolling, but little comments icon, does that mean people are writing stuff up? Oh my God, okay. Commented. This is great.
This had 90,000 views. Okay?
Well, that's depressing.
Like,
a hater's just a fan.
Fan that's scared to admit it. But I get it. See, like, this world was insane. Okay, wait, I'll read the comments out loud. A hater's just a fan that's scared to admit it. And then someone else responded and said, but I get it. A preconceived notion that you can't like us because your friends don't. This, like, feels really, deep. Like feels like Alex Kazemi's novel. Like, the way that they interacted in it. Like, it feels like that. Okay. Hurry up, bitch. My thoughts were interrupted by one of my fellow classmates who was attending the funeral. Why did Arya's mom even invite them? A tear rolled down my cheek as I kissed my finger and touched them to the grave before standing up. As I slowly trudged back to my feet, one of the devil children, as I like to call my fellow classmates, tripped me. Mm-hmm. I fell forward into a puddle of mud. The crowd of classmates roared in laughter as I spit out a mouthful of mud. I told you she was a dirty whore, the Queen Bee Shannon shouted. This just made the kids laugh even more. What the hell is wrong with these parents? They're not even telling them to stop. I stand up now, muddy, in my now muddy black dress and run out of the graveyard. As soon as I get home, I sprint up the stairs to my room and log on to my computer. I go on my fan account on Twitter where nobody knows who I am. It's just other low fanthonies going through the same problem as me with fans of other YouTubers. I tweet, rough day with the bullies, watching some old Anthony videos to cheer me up.
I really like rough day with the bullies.
I know, and then the emojis really good too. I log into YouTube and click on Anthony's slightly old video, Love Yourself. This video makes me happy no matter how many times I watch it. In the middle of the video, my phone lights up. Anthony tweeted me back. Anthony tweeted, I'm so sorry about the bullies. Us like sad emoji thing. Don't let them bitches get to you. He also retweeted my tweet. I DM him a thank you and a favorite and favorite his tweet back to me. I start watching videos from all my heroes. I watch O2L, Jen, Andrea, Tyler, Joey, Jack, Andrew, and of course Anthony. But a Twitter notification pops up in the corner of my screen. It reads, Chana Banana. You're such a slut. Why did you even come to the funeral? Nobody wanted a bitch like you there. Just do us all a favor and kill yourself. I buried my head into my knees and sobbed. How did she find my Twitter? I cried so loud. This is the upside of being home all alone all the time. I can cry as loud as I want and nobody can hear me. I crawled to the bathroom and swung the cabinet open. I dug in. Wow, I guess I wrote the part about cutting. I didn't realize that.
Damn.
I dug through it till my hand wrapped around my new best friend. Now that Arya is gone, the razor was my only friend. Tears poured down my face as I took the sharp edge and slid it across my skin. I cringed at the pain but continued. The painful sensation was like a drug to me. I need this. The phone lit up on my desk and I crawled over to get it. It was a tweet from Anthony. Can't wait to see you guys in Philly. One more week, sexies. Kissy emoji. A smile sketched on my face as I read this. I'm seeing him in 1 week. I'm meeting my hero in 1 week.
Wow.
So that was the first chapter.
Do you think he could love a damaged girl?
Yeah.
I think he
could.
Well,
he's gay. Okay. How's that?
Gavin. I think it's really telling too. Like, that like
Drew on the screen, like
it's like all about being like bullied, and that was like the premise, because like I feel like the like trope that you like wrote about like said a lot, because I feel like all of mine were like either like torture porn or like I was a big fan of the like the nerd fall or like the like popular bad boy falling in love with the, like that was like my favorite type of fan fiction.
I accidentally flipped my screen back and I can't figure out how
I
to
noticed
get it back
that
again. I don't know what to do. Last time I flipped it around and then I flipped it back and then what would the trope have been?
Did you draw on the screen or okay?
How do you okay, wait, I can get it off. I feel like I did have, you know, the I had the sort of like Drake running along the power lines type of imagination as a child. Like gazing out the bus window in the morning, you know, and I feel like I
Like of your
also
like a bad boy type thing.
it was like very like Naruto narrative, you
Yeah.
know, very like there was a very like it was very emo. It probably would have been that Raven was like cutting herself.
Also, like I never self-harmed myself. Like, so it's funny that I wrote this.
Right.
Yeah.
Was that just kind
Oh.
of, that was kind of like in vogue at the
Oh,
time?
you didn't even read
Wait.
your own chapter.
Maybe it was Selena's chapter. Yeah, it was in Vogue at the time.
Okay.
And
So, but
like,
maybe you didn't write that one.
yeah, I guess maybe I didn't.
I'm
But
curious
I feel like I
to
did.
compare and contrast your tones.
How the
Yeah.
hell do I get?
The thing is that I know that I wrote at least part of it because the Shannon thing was like a real girl and her actual name is Shannon. And she was a real girl from my school who bullied me. And also like the entire part is like all like how I felt about like Lohanthony at the time. Like also he hated me. Like he hated his fans. Like we were
How do you
tweeting
know?
it because we would like he would like he unfollowed me like three different times
But
because
he
I would like
followed you.
Yeah, but I would spam on my timeline and he would unfollow me. And also he like low key would like
Kevin.
I feel like he got mad at okay. What I think
What is that?
it's DoorDash. Oh
That's
my
my
God.
food.
Wait, also the fact that you stand like the people you stand are so funny because you were writing fan fiction about girls and Lohanthony and like it's just funny because like there's no way that they would ever like want to have
Oh,
sex with you.
motherfucker.
Yeah, and I didn't want to have sex with them. It had
Yeah,
nothing to do
but to
with
me that
sex.
was like the whole goal.
Interesting. Like
Okay.
getting
You
them to read it. Like you thought if
thought
they
that if they
read
read your fan
it.
fiction, they would want to have sex with you.
Well, I thought we would fall in love.
I wonder if that ever happened in real life with
I mean, I
anybody.
was
they
always
did like date
fascinated
their
by that.
fans. Like
Yeah,
5 Seconds
like
of Summer were notorious for that.
I think Selena might have just added the end to it. Okay, actually, yes. I think that what we did was like the breakups, like these things sometimes meant that we switched.
Bernard, have you hit the first zin of the day yet?
This is my second zin of the day.
Wow, okay. I gotta catch up.
Feels really good. What are you rocking, bro? Oh, two dots. Okay.
Apple mint 3 milligram.
I don't think that's three
Oh,
milligrams, baby.
no, it is. Here, I'll show you. It is. I make sure I only get the 3 milligram ones. It says it up there somewhere, but look.
Oh shit. This is
Yeah.
my daily driver.
Sophie's point of view.
Yeah.
I was
No, can
sitting
we
down at the
Zin
lunch
podcast?
table in the back of the room. It's a table Aria and I used to sit at. I can't put into words how much I miss her. I feel like crying right here, right now, but if I did, everyone would laugh at me. They'd call me an attention whore or worse. I don't feel like going through all of that right now. I blink back the tears gathering in my eye. I take a big gulp and continue to eat. Then I hear someone say, Lohan Anthony. I look up because I knew they meant Anthony. I listened in on the conversation a little bit. Are you going to the Lohan Anthony meet and greet this weekend? Said the girl at the table. Yep, I got tickets the minute they came out, said the other girl. Crap, Anthony's probably gonna like them more than me. They have more money to buy more expensive, I also spelled
Expansive.
expansive,
Expansive.
and better looking clothes. They're prettier than me too. Well, I think they will probably make fun of me there too. I can't do this anymore. This meetup is the only thing keeping me going right now. Finally, the lunch bell rang, which means lunch is over. I walk across the lunchroom to throw out my trash, but on my way to the trash can, someone puts out their leg and I fall face first onto the ground. The only thing that keeps me from hitting my head on the ground is the food on my tray. Of course, with luck, I had pasta and soup for lunch. What?
Pasta in soup.
When I fell, my head went straight into the bowl. When I took my head out, my head was soaked and covered in pasta. When I looked up, everyone was laughing at me. I ran to the bathroom to get away from everyone.
I like that you
Someone
were. I like
said
that.
cringe attack. Go to the
What?
comments. Cringe attack. Callum Conda.
Yeah, I was definitely like a five sauce fan account.
Yes.
Lohan
Does Lohan Anthony
Anthony seriously come
seriously
on,
come
people? What
on,
is that?
people?
What
I
was
love
his
this
like
story already.
reputation?
Please continue to write it. Okay, like the whole bit. I also was
Wait.
always so fixated on this as a child where like if someone like mispronounced like the name of like one of my faves, I'd
Yeah.
like be like, You don't actually know anything about them. And I'd get like really mad about it.
Wait, so his name isn't Lohan Anthony. It's Lohan.
No, it's Lohan Anthony.
The okay. last comment, I think you guys should stick to past or present. Sometimes it confuses the reader. The One Direction and Five Sauce fans were like lethal.
I was going to say you are switching tenses a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really just focusing on the meat of this story, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. Y'all just see that? I need to catch that like a shooting star real quick. Because what? Did you see
that? Oh my god. Wait, your food's going all around.
Yeah, did you fucking see that?
Yeah, wait, what the hell?
Whoa.
Gavin's food grabbing challenge.
What the hell?
That's awesome.
This is like a really good segment.
What did you order, Gavin?
A breakfast burrito from Toasties Breakfast Burritos.
It sounds really good. Can I have some?
Dinner last night bar. or the night before that. Well, what kind of Cliff Bar? Sorry, wait. what? I detoured from something important. What happened?
It was a peanut butter crunch Cliff Bar.
Oh, that sounds great. That sounds so good right now.
Sorry.
So Lohan.
Yeah,
Anthony.
What do you guys want to talk about?
Lohan. I just looked up Lohan Anthony, and it seems like he was a YouTuber.
Yeah, he was a Gage Wink.
Yep.
Gage Wink YouTuber.
Just like all YouTubers for some
reason. But also,
he was
really popular because he was in the era of like when people were like really obsessed with gay people. Oh, Gavin's drawing again.
Yeah.
Whoa, he's good looking now.
This is when like everyone was like, oh my god, like gay people are so cool. I've never seen one.
Yeah.
It was like the Dan and Phil thing. People thought they were gay, right?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, I don't know.
Are they
brothers?
They were in love.
I thought they were brothers.
They were dating, I think.
The fuck?
Like,
okay.
But everyone used to ship them and it was like this unlikely thing, but they like it turned out.
Oh, I thought they were brothers. Were you a Markiplier guy too?
Oh.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I had a friend in middle school who wrote Markiplier fan fiction.
Markiplier was kind of the best of the like Let's Players, I feel like. At least the popular ones that like, you know, Tobuscus was worse, PewDiePie was worse. Who else even was there? Did everybody leave?
Well, I'm looking up.
We're listening to you talk.
I'm sorry. It was scary. I got stage fright. Yeah, the car is still doing this crazy shit. It's just flying back and forth like a comet.
I skipped down the bus stairs. Strangers were looking at me weird, but I didn't mind. Today was the best day ever because I'm going to meet Anthony. I was wearing a red flannel and skinny jeans and white and red high-rise Converse. I had a little bit of mascara on my eyelashes, but that's it. My light brown hair was naturally wavy and went down to the middle of my back. I stepped into the back of the line, but instantly regretted it. Right in front of me was Shannon and Alyssa, the two bitchiest and prettiest girls in my school. Ew, it's you, Shannon mumbled. I looked down at their feet, fighting a smile. They were wearing Uggs and Aeropostale. Author's note, if you don't know what that means, you need to reevaluate your life.
Oh, wait, what are the 20 comments? Yeah.
Basic, what are those? Basic bitches, calling all the basic bitches, basic bitches, basic bitches. These comments, only Aeropostale clothes I wear is Bethany Moda's clothing.
Oh my God.
OMG, I cry, LOL. I got Uggs this year and they're long, dark brown ones, not the ones everyone wears. Someone gave them to me.
That's from at Music Notes Book Pages, which is a really, really good handle that I kind of want to steal.
Yeah, that is a really good. That's a great handle.
Anthony, don't like Aeropostale. What the F, Shannon? Why are you there?
We
oh my
Brooklyn
God.
Da turtle.
You like Anthony, then bitch, why you wear Aeropostale? You know that a no-no, bitch.
Did Anthony famously not like Aeropostale?
Yeah, he used to be like, he used to like call it ugly and stuff. And like, it was like this whole, it was like
wow,
part
was
of his brand.
Cut.
He was
Wait,
really
like,
mean. He was
he's
a
like
mean
a
gay.
He's a Christian influencer now.
Yeah, he went to like conversion.
I don't think he's an influencer anymore, though. I think he went offline and he just got Christian and went to conversion camp.
Oh, so he's not gay anymore.
Okay, well, he's probably still gay, bro.
I guess
maybe he was never gay to begin with.
If the conversion didn't work,
maybe he was just gay because that was when everyone liked gay people.
Yeah,
yeah. Was he? He was.
But
he
was friends
gay
with like Dana
YouTube
and
club.
Jake
mm-hmm.
and like
oh,
people,
I know.
An ugly piece of shit like you doesn't deserve to meet Lohan Anthony. Casey sneered and almost bursted out laughing. But the comment she said before made me stop myself. Anthony came into view of all us fans and everybody started screaming except me. I was speechless. I was literally shaking. Oops. Hey guys, Anthony said as he waved at all of us and sat down. The line was moving very fast, which kind of disappointed me because you only went up to him for like 10 seconds. There was a pattern. Hugs, takes gift, autograph, selfie, repeat. Then Casey and Shannon went up. I could tell Anthony's smile was fake when he saw them. Hey, Lohan, Anthony, they both shouted. Anthony's smile faded, but he quickly put the happy act back on. I almost bursted out laughing when he rolled his eyes, hugging Shannon. When they left, my heart almost jumped out of my chest. I walked over to Anthony and he smiled, but I knew it was fake. He gave me a quick hug before I handed him a printed out picture of his Twitter notices to me. His facial expression changed and he looked shocked. You're the one I've been tweeting all the time, he whispered slightly. I nodded and started playing with my fingers. It's a habit I do when I get nervous. Oh my God, why would anyone bully you? How are you? Are you okay? Anthony said as he pulled me into a tight hug. Tears started rolling down my cheeks. You're the only source of positivity in my life, I whispered to him. He pulled away and looked me in the eye. What do you mean, hun? You saved my life, I scoffed. Anthony held my wrist now. I cringed at the pain, and this made him frown. He pulled up my sleeve, and tears started to fill up his eyes, too. My ugly scars clearly showed. Some are old and faded. Others are freshly cut. No, he whispered. You saved mine. I smiled a little as tears of joy continued to fall. Guards started walking over because I was talking to him for such a long time. Here's my number. Meet me at the Starbucks around the corner tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. I took the piece of paper and shoved it in my purse. I mouthed thank you before the guards took me away, and he mouthed back, stay strong.
Wow. Guards is so funny.
Yeah, guards is a really interesting pull.
There were guards.
Guards.
Cameron Dallas feels, thus, this chapter made me cry. I relate to this so much. This feels. I would love to have a real conversation with Anthony. I would totally want a personal Lohan, Anthony. Where can I buy an Anthony? OMG, if this happened, I'd die if this happened. Now I'm sad because I don't have a Lohanthony. Oh, I'm about to cry. Goals literally started crying. OMG, that should be me.
Who is crying reading this?
Reading this and crying over it. I like
if but also if you met Lohan Anthony right now, like what would you say to him?
I'd probably ask him why he unfollowed me on Twitter so many times and if he liked me or not.
That's cool.
You wouldn't ask about him being gay.
Well, obviously, but like you have to like make him trust you first.
Like ease into it.
Yeah. You have to like win his trust first, because if you start off not on someone's level, like you isolate them right away. Should I skip to the end yet or?
Wow, your house is huge.
Okay, so the spark notes, Anthony comes home with her. They hang out. They take a selfie. He kisses her cheek. Come on, I'll walk you back to your place. Wow, your house is huge. My hotel's not far from here. Yeah. So, what movies do you want to watch? Do you have Mean Girls or Clueless? Yeah. Oh, gosh. My mom's okay.
Yay.
My mom came up to this. Let's bring her in.
I like Brittany's mom. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Mitzi the goat.
Oh, hold on. You know what?
Headphones.
I don't have my mic in. Take your mic off, girl.
Okay. You want to say hi to the podcast?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Look, it's everyone.
Hello.
We're reading my old fan fiction.
Oh, cool. Who's here? Samira?
Bernard and Bernard.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Cool.
Say hi to the podcast.
Hi, podcast.
Wait, this is a great opportunity. I'm going to ask your mom if she was like, how much of this she was privy to.
Yeah. Did you read the whole fan fiction that I wrote when I was younger, didn't you?
I don't know.
I think you did, because remember when like Selena wrote a part where she like had her like slit her wrists?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we were debating like, should we tell her mom?
No, I don't think that
happened. Yeah.
No.
I remember.
No.
You were like, I don't know what to do.
No, I don't think that happened. I would have never told her mom about that. I'm not.
You
kidding.
Guys were debating whether you should tie. I think it was just you.
Maybe you were.
Should tell her mom now.
Honestly, and like I was like, is her mom all right? I mean, does her mom know about?
Right. Yes. Okay. So, what did you think about the fan fiction, though?
I thought it was pretty cool. She's on TikTok. If you want to see.
Really?
Oh, cool.
Wait, my mom was talking to me about her recently. What did you
That's
say?
Weird that you're
What
talking.
were you saying? Tell me what you were
Just
saying.
that I go on, you know, to like.
She says that she likes her TikToks out of like feeling bad for her.
Yeah. She's like, it's so funny. She's like, she'll have a new outfit on and she'll be like,
oh my god.
Whoa.
I'm just like, oh my god.
Wow.
So bad for her. And I'm just like liking anything that I can see from her video. It's sad because I'm trying to watch like Samir and Brittany's thing on there and I'll come across hers.
Our clips.
Oh god.
Our clips.
So bad.
Our famous clips.
Your clips. Can I be in a clip?
Yeah, you
yeah, we'll clip you.
We'll clip you.
Awesome.
Here, do you want to read a chapter with us?
Sure.
Sophie, why would Anthony like you? You're a dirty punch, bitch, punch, slutty, punch, whore, slap.
Okay, her tone compared to yours is crazy.
Dynamic.
Yeah, it's good.
Like, whoa, she's very dark.
Yeah, yeah, she was like, yeah, she had more going on in her head than I did in that
probably
sort of way. I'm like her situation, but there's no
That's
answer.
So sad.
Shannon, I'm gonna climb into this book and cut you.
Whoa, that's cool.
I'll help. Me too. Wow. Everyone,
Callum Conda making a reoccurrence.
Why does this bitch have a key and why is he coming in when he's supposed to be in school?
Mm.
It's almost 4:30 in the morning. I can't stop reading.
That's funny.
It's like this community. Let me try and get to something good. Let's like go farther in. Okay, so basically what happens, I'm pretty sure, is what from what I remember is like all the YouTubers who I liked like ended up coming and hanging out. And then I like Sophie joins their friend group and they all hang out. And it's awesome. She like starts to become a famous YouTuber. And now Connor Franta and Ricky Dillon are like fighting over her, I think.
He's like, you kiss Sophie, Ricky kiss Sophie.
It would have been cool if she like became a YouTuber and she realized that the life is like empty and soulless and full of like hardship in a different way.
True. Yeah.
And then the last scene is her recording a video and somebody comments on the video being like, I love your videos so much, you're the only thing I have, and she looks at the screen and then
Whoa.
Oh, like, yeah, like, circling
that just
back
gave me
to, like,
chills.
My mom's, like, going under my bed to find my cow right now.
Just let her.
Can you come? We're recording. You're, like...
I have ADD. Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. Should I just skip to the last chapter?
Yeah.
Or no, let's go, okay, close to the next.
Skip,
okay.
Like, yeah, to, like, more than...
Oh, after the first day of VidCon. This is perfect. Okay. So, Sophie's point of view. I feel depressed. Why? I have everything I have ever dreamed of. What's my problem? Is there something wrong with me? I feel like nobody cares. Anthony probably doesn't even like me. I'm such an annoying bitch. All I do is cause drama. Connor and Ricky probably think I'm a slut for liking both. Jack thinks I'm annoying. He probably hates me for not giving him any attention. Andrew probably thinks I'm ugly. He didn't care that I gave him a no. Or who am I kidding? My cheeks are so puffy and my eyebrows look so weird. I'm the ugliest person in the world. The girls probably think I'm fake because I act too dramatic all the time. Everyone hates me. I don't deserve to be alive. All I do is cause trouble. I should just end this. I don't even need to think about what I'm about to do. Nobody is home. I refuse to be saved. Wow, I can't believe I somehow randomly found the exact suicide chapter.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's insane.
Like just from random clicking.
I think I know what she needs. A cup of coffee.
Facts.
Facts.
Yeah.
Wait, can I read this part?
Yeah, sure.
I keep thinking thoughts like that, and as I think of worse things, I move faster and faster, closing the door, pushing the chair underneath the ceiling fan in my room, taking the playlist VIP pass that is currently around my neck and attacking it to part of the fan. This is it. This is the end. I'm one step
playlist
away from
VIP
ending it.
Like,
that's insane. That's so
that's
funny.
That's psychotic.
That's like a cool kind of like hyper-real moment.
Yeah. Wait, this is something people would write now, but like... It would be in a post-ironic way.
No, totally. This is like Matthew Davis's book.
Yeah, literally. Okay, can you keep reading it? I liked when you were doing
it. Yeah, you're good at it.
This is it. This is the end. I'm one step away from ending it all. I'm about to take my last step, my last breath, my last look, my last sniff. Tears are shedding from my eyes at rapid speed until I hear my door open. Stop, says a familiar voice. I turn around to see who this mystery voice is. Oh my God, it can't be. Wait, who's Arya?
She's the dead friend.
No fucking way. Okay.
And I got that from Pretty Little Liars, just so everyone
knows. Yeah, no, cool. I was thinking that.
Obviously. Okay.
That's hardcore. Aria, I say, she smiles. Please don't do this. I love you. Anthony loves you. O2L loves you. So who? I'll ask who O2L is. But Sophie, you are so loved. Why can't you see that? Aria says. This gives me a warm feeling. Aria helps me down from the chair. I put everything back in its original place, and I turn around to talk to her, but she's gone. Hmm? Later that day, still Sophie's POV.
I'm coming to the conclusion that Aria comes to me when I'm in danger. So I have a plan. Tomorrow, playlist live, 8 p.m. I will make sure we get mobbed by fans.
Like, what?
Whoa.
I don't know.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Okay, let's check this.
So this is like Twilight. Whoa.
This is like Twilight. Whoa. I love you, Selena and Brittany. Clam, clam, clam. Oh, I think they're saying claim. Oh, love you too.
Aw. I keep it.
Ha, ha, ha. When you write this? I was in middle school. Wow. I was like 12, I think.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Funny. Is this good writing for 12 or bad writing?
It's good.
I don't know.
I really don't know.
I think that it's extensive, which is cool.
Yeah, you were very, yeah, you wrote.
I was devoted.
See, that again, that should, yeah. That would be in a book.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
I'm gonna be on your YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Hi everybody out there in TV land.
Oh, God. This could not have worked out better.
Like, she just came up to my apartment, like didn't text me that she was
here. I texted you a million times.
Oh really?
Wow.
I didn't get anything. Okay, can I read this final chapter?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anthony's point of view.
The point of view switching is crazy.
I know. When I wake up, I see someone standing over me. I feel like I am being moved somewhere. What is going on? I suddenly realize where I am. I'm at the hospital and the person standing over me is a nurse. What happened? I asked. I can't remember why I would be in here. I was just driving with my thoughts are interrupted. You were in a car crash, the nurse explains. It all starts coming back to me. And then it hits me. Sophie. Where is Sophie? I ask. All of my thoughts are jumping around in my head. I think I'm going to be sick. Calmness is not an option right now. The nurse is just looking at me with an I'm sorry expression. No, Sophie can't be dead. She can't be. No. Sophie hasn't woken up yet. She's pretty scratched up. I'm sorry. Told the nurse. Sophie isn't dead yet. Thank God. I need to talk to her. Now, I say. The nurse just looks at me again. Now! Anthony, you need to rest right now, she says. I need anything but rest. Please, just let me talk to Sophie, I say, pleading. I'm sorry, but you can. The nurse is interrupted by Jack walking into my room. So here's everything is going to go. You are going to let Anthony visit Sophie. Or for every minute you say no, I'm going to bang my head against the wall.
Whoa. What? That's twisted.
That's like Harry Potter, like Dobby doing Dobby doing that.
It is like Dobby.
That's funny.
So can Anthony visit Sophie? No, please don't. Strike one. Jack stares at the clock. Once it turns to the next minute, Jack asks again to result to banging his head against the wall another time. This time I'll bang my head against the wall 5 times. What a twist. Whoa. Are you ready? Jack says in answer. I feel like this was Selena's chapter.
I hope. Wait, it was
who's
yours.
Jack again?
That's so Jack.
He was also a YouTuber.
Also a YouTuber. Gotcha. Please don't. Is all the nurse can get up. Okay, stop that. You have 5 minutes. Go. The nurse says, thanks. You're so sweet. Jack smirks and helps me. And we walk over to Sophie's room. You're a good friend, I say to Jack. He smiles. I know, he says. We get to Sophie's room. She's in a deep sleep. I try to hold back tears, but it doesn't work. They all come flooding out.
I want to write my book with like characters POV colon as like
wait that's like annotated like that. No one has like done that yet.
Yeah,
in like old,
that'd be cool.
Well, wasn't that Will Grayson? Will Grayson,
she just said yeah, that
oh be cool. Like Will Grayson's POV.
Yeah, colon. No, that's like,
no, I know you knew it.
Okay,
she said that would be cool.
Yeah, I would like that.
It would be cool.
It would be
it's on everything else nowadays, so why not that?
What do you mean,
Gavin?
I mean, like when you read stuff now, everybody does POV.
like when you read stuff online and you read anything, like,
and they're all using it wrong.
Really? What?
It's true. Yeah.
Oh yeah. People will do POV when it's like looking at you instead of it's supposed to be right. From you, you know?
Right.
Right.
It's like POV.
What are we talking
about?
POV. You are on an awkward date and it's like the camera is still facing me and yeah. I'm acting like I'm on the awkward date, but the POV yeah. should be from my eyes.
It should say POV. You are looking at yourself from outside on an awkward date.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
POV. You are astral projecting mm-hmm. on an awkward date. Gavin, how's your breakfast burrito?
It's pretty decent, but the reason that I went on off camera for a second is because I needed to cash in on that that money back because they forgot my side of sriracha aioli. And yeah. I also remembered in that process that the last time I ordered from this place, which was the first time I ordered from this place, there was a staple in the food. So yeah. I wonder if I'd remembered that, I probably wouldn't have gotten it again from this place.
A staple?
Mm-hmm. I almost swallowed a staple.
Wow.
You I need told to, them.
Sorry. Thank God it wasn't two magnets in the breakfast burrito.
Okay, can I, Brittany, can...
I'm just going to read the end of this. Okay. I can't stand seeing Anthony like this, but there's nothing I can say that will make him feel better. I just end up rubbing his back. I'm so sorry, Sophie. He says, please forgive me. This is all my fault. I should have been paying more attention. Anthony sniffles. I don't say anything for the next few minutes. Can I have some time alone with Sophie? I ask. Of course, says Anthony. He gets up and walks out of the room. Everything comes up. I start sobbing frantically. This can't be happening. Please come back to me, Sophie. I sob. Please, 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 Sophie. I love you so much. I wanted to tell you for so long. Now it's too late. The tears are coming faster than before. Please, Sophie, you make me strong. It's a callback to the title. And that's aww. When Sophie's eyes spring open. Author's note, don't murder me. Write in the comments 20 or more votes for the next chapter.
Whoa,
oh, this wait. Is your part, Brittany.
Yeah.
And that's when it ends?
Wait, but the slap part, yeah. See that, my, yes. Okay, no, but there's one more. Yeah. I'm laughing so hard right now, OMG. Frantically. Sophie isn't dead, yeet.
No. Anthony needs to be with Sophie. Am I the only one?
I don't think you're the only one.
OMG, you need to update ASAP. Why are you ending it? We aren't. There will always be more.
Damn.
Sadly enough, I think Anthony will die. Gasps. 11 years ago.
Remind me. Oh, you said 11 years ago? That was my question. I was like, when did this happen?
It's scary that that's all. Like, I feel like it should be more than that.
I yeah. know. Me too. Because it was the. When somebody said yeet, I was like, this seems older than the word yeet.
Guys, CBS canceling Stephen Colbert's Late Show is an end of an era.
My
for
mom just told me about that.
And a chilling sign of what's to come.
Wow.
Yeah, what do you think about it?
It's terrible.
Tell them your take.
My take?
Yeah.
Well, I think that they're trying to squash dissent in, you know, public television. So what I think is that he'll stream a show like on Substack. I'm sure. I'm not kidding. Everybody's moving to Substack.
Come on. YouTube. He's yeah. going to be the leftist Joe Rogan that we need.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Everyone's wanting that. You know about that?
Yeah. I know about that.
You know about that. The whole.
Your mom's tapped in.
Yeah.
You know about the whole people wanting a leftist Joe Rogan?
Yeah. I was just listening to it on the way here with Katie Couric. On a podcast.
What did
yeah,
they
let's
say?
Go.
They were just saying that's what, you know, a lot of people think we need. But, you know, because I listen to Midas Touch.
I can't believe she knows about this.
Yeah.
This is cool.
That could be Patrick Doran.
Do you guys listen
facts.
To
have you heard of Midas Touch?
No. Well, let me look it up.
Interviewing Midas Touch. It's three brothers that do this really progressive podcast about all the latest news.
They're all very dapper.
Anyway, I get all my news now from Substack and YouTube, you know, from these new podcasters, and mm-hmm. everybody's streaming. Everybody, it's a new thing.
Yeah.
And honestly, legacy media is over. It's done. They don't
it's
tell
true.
Yeah. Anyway.
My parents won't get off the damn CNN, MSNBC.
Yeah. I mean, really?
Bullshit.
They suck. And you know what? I think Stephen Colbert will find his place in streaming. Really yeah. hope. Start a podcast because even what's his name
for those who don't know, he got taken off because of Trump, because they're talking about Trump or something.
Well, he's been talking about Trump for years. It was he made it, he I don't know, said something about the network. I think, against the network
with Trump. Yes.
With Trump, yeah. So I don't know the exact story, but anyway.
So can I finish reading this?
Yeah, go
ahead. For those who don't know, Stephen Colbert is a political comedian.
Thank you.
I think from SNL.
Does anyone else want to read this one?
You want me to?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to get off my knees here. Oh. No pun intended. Anyway. Sophie's point of view. Where am I? All I see is black. All of a sudden, I hear the door open and sobbing sounds. I can hear everything going on around me. Can I have some time alone with Sophie? Someone asks. Who the fuck is this person? Or, says another voice, I hear footsteps leaving the room. I hear more loud sobbing. Why is this person crying in my room? Please come back to me, Sophie, they cry. Please, 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 Sophie, I love you so much. I've wanted to tell you for so long, and now it's too late. Please, Sophie, you make me strong. Too late.
again. Calling back to the title again.
Again, yay.
Too late for what? I think to myself as my eyes flutter open. Everything is a blur at first, but soon it begins to focus, and I see a boy in front of me with a snapback.
Are you reading it like that?
What? She's reading it great. What are you talking about?
She's reading it good.
You don't like it? Do you want me to be more flat? Fury eyes, and he looks like a wreck. He looks at me shocked. I stare right back at him. Anthony's POV. What the hell is taking him so long? Everything is growing, and everyone is growing impatient to see Soph. I can't wait any longer, Ricky sobs and stands up. He opens the door to see a very awake Sophie staring at an extremely happy yet shocked Jack. Everyone piles into the room. Sophie has a scared look on her face, tears running down her face. Soph, are you okay? Sam says, rubbing her back. She quickly pulls away and Sam has a hurt look on his face. Jack and Ricky try to hold her hands, but she slaps them away. She didn't let me give her a hug. What is wrong with our Sophie? What do you want? She mumbles. What do you mean, Soph? I ask. We really just want you to be okay. Why do you care? She asks. We all look at each other confused. Because we love you, Jack whispers. And you are part of our family, Trevor tells her. But, she mumbles. But what? Jen asks. But who are you?
Wow.
Oh my God.
And that's the end of the book. That's the end. Of course there's going to be a sequel. Me and Brittany will post a chapter telling you when it's out in the title. So don't.
Wow.
Was
there a sequel?
Yeah.
Really?
We stopped it halfway. Yeah. OMF. Okay. I need to see it. Because I'm not fine at all. And the memories that like the way it
felt. That's Amnesia by 5 Seconds of Summer.
OMFB. I'm literally imagining Jack sing this with tears in his eyes. What the fuck is wrong with me, LMAO?
Oh, fuck. She woke up with amnesia.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Holy wow. God, this why you have ruined my life. This cliffhanger. Wow, screams.
Wait, can I read this one? Confused. Where am I? Who is that? Am I insane? Amnesia. What happened?
Should I tweet this?
Yeah, you should tweet that.
I'm going to tweet that right now.
Yeah.
That's a good...
Why don't you guys just keep doing this? You have so many readers.
I don't know.
This can be a...
Yeah. Bring it back. Start it again.
Yeah. Can I hire you to make fanfic about me?
Oh my God.
That's a really good idea.
Like commission and then I would sell it as like a public, like a printed paperback book or a hardback.
Yeah, that's good.
A coffee table book.
That could go in like the liner of your album. Rutiger Metro fan fiction.
I have a few suggestions for a title. Never the Same or It Will Never Be the Same. Wow. I can't remember my lifesavers.
I can't remember my lifesavers is awesome.
Add a little of MagCon.
So true. Wait, did you reply? Click on V1 reply to the MagCon one.
Me and Britt aren't fans. We don't watch Viners. So it would be hard.
Yeah. We don't watch Viners.
Was
there like YouTube Vine beef?
No, I loved Vine. Like, I don't know why Selena said that, but we didn't like MagCon.
There was MagCon O2L beef.
Like, there was like MagCon. It should be called My New Reality.
Mm.
BRB, gonna tear my eyes out of my head.
Should I change my Twitter display name to My New Reality.
Yeah.
Wait, that's really good.
Or the one, what was the other name that was
good? Yeah, books. And changed to the handle. What was, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it was a
like music books.
Page, music, whatever. Music note underscore book pages.
Yeah.
I just looked at the, this was the other one.
Discontinued.
Discontinued. What did you guys think of that though? Like,
when
did
I liked it a lot.
So like, as somebody who's not particularly like privy, or who was not super privy to the fan fiction world, I think that it was exactly what I was expecting. And my favorite thing about it were like some of the turns of phrase that I just like was like, where did you read this? Like, where did you find this idiom? What was, there was one particular one that really got to me. It was like, oh, a very awake Sophie or whatever. Yeah.
What do I think? This is going to revolutionize the culture. This is going to change everything. Mark my words.
Yes.
Was it everything you expected?
Yeah, I will say that I am surprised that the people in question are just like real ass, you know, they're just like YouTubers. I guess I don't, you know, I get it when it's like people of a certain celebrity status, but I've never heard of like basically any of these people.
Yeah, and I it feel like they all like... felt really big at the time because it was like just culture.
And
they
were big.
They were big, and they were like the people who like everyone universally knew if you were watching YouTube, I feel like.
I think that it just so happens that this was like the time of my life that I wasn't on YouTube, or I was on YouTube like the least. Like every other time of my life, basically since I was like 6, I've been like very on YouTube.
Yeah, I also think more popular for girls like to be into this side of YouTube,
but like the O2L, like,
yeah,
adjacent side.
Yeah, do YouTubers have fan bases like this anymore?
The fan bases were like insane then, but I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like there's less of, I guess I also just don't know what like teenagers are into these days, but I assume it's a lot more fragmented.
Yeah,
but back then it was crazy.
Yeah, because it felt like literally like the YouTubers had as big of a fandom as like the Ariana Grande fan base had.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, and they all like intersected. It was interesting.
Yeah.
My mom used to take me to meet a lot of the people from online.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
I think the only, Jake and Amir were the only YouTubers I met. But they weren't, they did sketch comedy. That's different.
Did that get picked up by the mic? I feel like that reading that out loud just like messed up my ability to like properly like use tenses. You just said, yeah, I was friends with Tana.
Yeah, I knew Tana. Yeah, she knew me every time.
Yeah, I'm glad we just read a lot of fan fiction to boys who were really unamused by it.
I was having a good time.
Yeah.
I was being blasé and or disaffected, but I liked it.
Okay, cool.
I'm practicing being blasé and disaffected. Yeah,
it's a new thing I'm working on. Can I ask your mom a question?
Yeah, she just said this was fun. Thanks for including me.
Yeah.
That's true. So if when you were like 12, 15, like a young teenager, what did you like, and like what would you have written about if you had?
Okay, well, I was like, first of all, I was actually, I wrote for the school newspaper.
Okay.
I wrote for the school newspaper.
Did you? Oh, okay. Like, I liked to write, I just wasn't good at it, but like, it kind of helped me, you know, develop more and get better at it.
Mm-hmm.
But what would I have written about? Probably like stories about friends. I mean, we didn't have internet.
Stories about friends? No, but like, yeah, like were you into anything that like
celebrities?
Like celebrities or like bands or something?
Boys. You know, I mean, we're talking about.
Didn't you used to write songs for like boys?
Yes,
you like?
I used to.
Wow.
I played guitar and I was really involved in music and I was in a jazz band.
Cool.
And I used to write songs about love. And sing them to boys that I liked.
You would sing them to them?
Yes.
Wait, what?
Beautiful.
Yeah. It's really
how
sweet.
Would that happen? Can you like paint a picture of that?
Well, I used to, when I was in elementary school, like 6th grade, I took my guitar to school to play in the band. And so on the way home, like kids would follow me home and they'd be like, Find a song for us, Mitzi.
Wow.
Just open up my guitar and sit on somebody's front yard and start singing and playing like a song.
Are you good at singing?
No. I was in the chorus, but I wasn't a good singer. But you know, they let everybody into elementary school chorus. So
that's like an insane world that you're.
That's so cool. That's extremely sweet.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Like, when I think back, and I think
like kids following you home from school and asking you to play a song like that.
Yeah, that's like my dream.
Yeah.
That's like something that would happen in fan fiction.
I guess they were like maybe younger and they like kind of looked up to me at the time because I played guitar and sang in the band and the chorus. And it's kind of sweet, you know, that they like would beg me and I'd be like, okay. And then I'd
play. Okay, fine.
Fine. I guess I'll play the most beautiful song in the world.
I wasn't like embarrassed to do it. You know what I mean? I was like, okay. And I just started wherever I was, just playing guitar and singing to them. And it was just, you know, when I think back, like I wasn't like nervous or afraid to do it.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because as I got older, that went away. And then I got terrible like stage fright and terrible fright, you know, like speaking in front of people.
Mm.
But at that time, that was like before that, I didn't care and I might like, just do it. And it was like kind of fun.
Yeah. That's a really great answer. Thank you.
That's sweet. That's weird because like we're at a point where now it's like almost like there's not like these like time signatures and things the same way. And like I feel like I don't know how to describe it, but there's like little like instances of that within fan fiction of just like I guess like a different world that existed then.
Mm.
Yeah. I feel like it's because everyone's like afraid to like no one's gonna like do something that's gonna be considered cringe in like 10 years from now, you know, everyone's afraid.
Yeah.
To oh the idea of like a 12-year-old being scared to be cringe breaks my heart.
Yeah.
When you think someone takes out their phone now and starts filming it and then they right. post, you know, we didn't have any of that back then,
right?
No computers, nothing, so you know that wasn't a possibility.
Yeah,
just somebody, you know, you start doing something weird, somebody takes out their phone, you don't know where it's going to get posted to. So
yeah, or even like 10-15 years ago, it wasn't as like momentary, like you would probably have like, you know, people bullying you and making fun of you, but you weren't as like consistently documented.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
well, I'm hungry. Thanks for coming on, guys.
Yeah, and thanks.
Thank you
for having us.
Picking a girl out, Gavin. Thanks for making your bed, Bernard.
You guys want to do the thing? You guys want to read the Joshua Bai, I think?
Oh, yeah. I forgot this is for the Internet is Dead podcast.
I, Bernard Cohen, hereby request Josh Oval for a collaboration with
Bai.
Sorry. Me.
Damn, he just outed that he's an episode never of your fucking podcast.
Oh, I thought you listened to the full Car Crash Collective one.
I did.
Oh,
the whole Vivi one.
Till Vivi stopped talking about me.
Oh my god.
I, Bernard Cohen, hereby request Josh Ovalle for collaboration with the Internet is Dead podcast. Please, Josh, be a guest on the podcast. We miss you.
I, Gavin Oswald, musician at Remember Gavin on Instagram.
Oh my god.
hereby request Josh Ovalle for collaboration with the Internet is Dead podcast. Please, Josh, be a guest on the podcast. I miss you.
Like, why?
I know. Like,
why?
Bird, it's good so people know his Instagram.